Brad Anderson is here from Southeast Valley. They've had a lot going on. Coach, I told you when you got here this morning that you guys were rolling along. You came on the program 2 weeks ago. You hit a little road bump. I felt bad about that. You come back on the program last week, and you get right. So now I don't feel so bad. I thought I interrupted your momentum a little bit.
Oh, no, never. We do appreciate all the coverage. Like I said, it's just one of those things where our bats kind of went a little silent and got them woke back up this week.
Well, you know, Coach, it's a long road. I mean, you've been around it a long time, and it's a long road, and you hit some bumps through the road. That's what happens. But this week you put it back together. You go undefeated this week. Pocahontas area on Monday. I told you last week I felt like that was going to set the tone for your week. It did. 2-0 to beat them. Sam Hansen, kind of story, shutting them out, complete game. Then I think he had maybe an RBI double or something like that.
Yep, he had a nice RBI double that scored a run, and we were able to push another one across, and we're able to hold them off.
Yeah, so definitely a big effort from him. He was great against them. And to beat Pocahontas area, I mean, traditionally, they may not be what they were last year, but traditionally they're one of the better teams in your league and everything. I mean, they've always put together a pretty good program over there. So beating them, that means something.
Oh, totally. Like I said, we knew going in, I mean, they had one loss to Newell Fonda, and they were right at the top of our conference, and we knew that if we want to be at that upper echelon of the conference, that's a team that we needed to compete with and try to beat. And we were fortunate. Like I said, they're very well coached, and they do things the right way. And it was a true, real good baseball game, 2-0. It was just clean played. Their guy was low. He had less than 70 pitches in a complete game, which was kind of amazing.
Wow, that's efficient. Efficient right there. Sam Hansen works a complete game for you guys. I don't have it in the notes, but I think he struck out 10 or 11. Is that right?
Struck out 10 that night,
10?
Yep.
Okay. I remember it from earlier in the week. It's one of those deals where I had it locked in like on Tuesday or Wednesday, and by Saturday I processed a little bit more information, and maybe I don't remember exactly. But, man, was he locked in for that Monday win against Pocahontas area, and then you parlayed that into a win on Wednesday night over East Sac County 12-0. And last night at home down in Gallery, took care of business 16-1 over Storm Lake St. Mary's. How much of that win against Pocahontas on Monday did you carry momentum the rest of the week?
Big time. You could just see our guys just that flip, their switches kind of flipped there for us. We just kind of were coming out of a real tough week, went 0-5 that week, and the Saturday tournament took a lot out of us. We just didn't perform like we wanted to, and come out Monday, and I was like, this is going to tell a lot about our character right now, and our guys played one heck of a ball game, and it really did. It just set the tone. I felt real comfortable the rest of the week, and we had a nice practice on Tuesday, a nice practice on Thursday. Just kind of went easy with the heat, just get in, get our arms loose, get some cuts in, do some basic fundamental defensive work, and they got the setback. It's really fun to see that.
Brad Anderson, my guest, Southeast Valley Baseball. The Jags went 3-0 this past week, getting back right. I think you started the season something like 6-2, and then you hit that 5-game losing streak, and now you've won 3 in a row. So looks like you got some momentum. And you'll need to carry all the momentum you can, because Monday night you're on the road, Newell Fonda, ranked team, one of the best teams in the league, Coach. That's another one I think is going to kind of set the tone for this week for you.
Oh, agreed. I know Bo will have them guys ready to go up there. I know that. And like I said, our guys know what's ahead of them, and we're going to get on the bus Monday and take a trip up to Fonda and just play the baseball game and see what happens.
Yeah, and the thing is, with you guys have the kind of pitching and you have the kind of talent that if you're locked in, you can play with anybody on the schedule, I believe.
Oh, I agree. Like I said, our top 3-4 pitchers, I feel pretty confident with every night going out. Zach Miller threw for us last night against St. Mary's, and he's just a big left-handed kid. And when he gets rolling, he's a momentum pitcher. And we're going to need him this week. We had a busy slate this week, so he's going to need to step up. Brett Granfield, Colson Cruz, Sam Hansen, those four are going to have to do a real good job this week, and some of those other guys from the JV level are going to have to be ready to step in and fill in some innings if we need.
Yeah, because you have a full schedule that we're going to talk about. Have you made a decision on Monday night? You throwing Hanson, or are you holding that one close to the vest at this point?
We're not real sure yet.
Okay.
Because Colson's available, Stan's available, Rutt's available. The only one we won't have, or Zach Miller might not be available. I got to double check his pitch count from last night, but we got a lot of guys available, and it's going to be maybe a committee thing with a busy week, and just kind of see how the game starts out, and we got some discussions to make, so yeah, we got some options.
Decisions to make. Plus, you also know that the people in the Newell Fonda area listen to this show too, and so if you tell them, they're going to be ready. They're going to be scouting this weekend, ready to go on Monday. So, Scott Kilbride up there in Newell Fonda will relay the information, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
From that, so that's probably good for you to play close. You've got Newell Fonda Monday. You're at GTRA on Wednesday. Iowa Falls at home on Thursday. South Central Calhoun on Friday. And then we're going to get to your Saturday deal next week, too. But just that right there, you're talking about four games in 5 nights. Never really stops, and they're most, I think they're all conference games, or most of them are.
Yeah, three of the four conference games. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, our conference. Thursday, we step out of conference and play an Iowa Falls team.
That's right. They're in North Central.
Right. And like I said, Iowa Falls is a team we picked up a few years ago, and we've had some good battles with them. So it's been a good addition to our schedule. So
yeah, they're always pretty solid. They're going to be pretty disciplined.
Yep.
They're going to play pretty efficient baseball.
Yep.
So you know that you're going to get a challenge out of them for sure. Then next Saturday, I know you guys did this last year too. I call it the Battle of the Valley Classic.
Yep.
Southeast Valley and Southwest Valley. At historic Patterson Field, 2:00 next Saturday. Pretty interesting concept you guys got going on.
Yeah, they contacted us last year because their assistant coach is on the board with Art, I believe, and wanted to play up here and wanted a local school, and they contacted us, and we jumped all over that because that's just a great opportunity. Our guys play some spring league ball games out of Patterson, and we really like playing out there. It's a neat facility. It's just a great baseball atmosphere. Art Johnson does a great job out there, so we really enjoy going out there and playing some baseball.
Yeah, Brad Anderson of, I guess, Southeast Valley Baseball. You mentioned Patterson Field, it being historic. Also, for you guys, you know, it's a 20-25 minute drive. It's not too far, you know, as far as the road game goes with that, so it's it makes a lot of sense. Southwest Valley, I think they're coming kind of across the state, right? And in like 2 hours.
Yeah,
they told me where it was once, and I still didn't know where it was.
Yeah, it's down south Iowa, Villisca area, I believe, and
somewhere in the southwestern corner.
Yep.
Over
and
there.
And it's a trip for them. I know. I don't know if we'll continue to do this because I know it is a long trip for them, but I know we're going to do it again this year for sure. And I said it might not continue into the future, but it's been a fun.
It would almost make sense to do it where they come, and then you get two more teams maybe somewhere from the area that you're not already playing. And in that way, everybody can play two or three games, and so they don't have to come up here to play, you know, one game or whatever. That might be something that has some legs to it. You know, I'm being a media guy, I'm always looking for that extra little hot spot, you know, the little promotional deal there. Patterson Field on Saturday, 2:00 next Saturday, so folks in the area can go and check out Southeast Valley Baseball. If you live here in Fort Dodge and you say, well, I can't get the gallery, you know, to check them out, well, you don't have to. You can go over to Patterson Field now and catch the Battle of the Valley Classic, as I like to call it, between Southwest Valley and Southeast Valley. And of course, you guys were able to beat them last year, so... The Phantom Trophy for the Battle of the Valley Classic. You guys have it.
We have it from last year, yes, and hopefully we can continue on and get the momentum rolling and keep it at us.
Yeah, and I always loved it. That's one thing that even growing up as a kid in the South, I loved about Big Ten football is you always played for something. The Oaken Bucket or the Jug or the Florida Rosedale.
Yep.
Or you always play for something. So that always gives me a little extra to it there. So it's going to be interesting, though, this week. Coach Brad Anderson's my guest, Southeast Valley. You've got momentum, but it's one of those deals where, you know, that momentum only lasts as long as you let it last, you know?
And like I said, as long as we come out Monday, come out focused and ready to play, I think it'll be a fun ball game to be a part of. Like I said, I know Newell's, they're really rolling. They're putting up runs.
They are.
And they're playing solid defense. And like I said, they're well coached. They just do things right. And like I said, it'll be a challenge for us. And like I said, we look forward to that challenge. And like I said, if we want to be considered in that top part of our conference, it's a game we need to compete and try to go win.
Well, and it's one of those deals where if you can beat them on Monday night, that would give you wins against Pocahontas area and them, which are the two top teams in the league, which mm-hmm. puts you back in square into the conference rates, which I know was a big, not just mm-hmm. a goal, it's always everybody's goal, but it was a realistic goal yep. for you guys, and that was one of the things that you talked about earlier in the season.
And it was, and like I said, I haven't penciled out the numbers yet, but I don't know that we have a chance to win it, but like I said, I know we have a chance to at least affect it. So,
well, if you can't win it, ruin it for somebody else, right?
Yep, like I said, we just want to go in and you know, compete every night. Like I said, we're preparing for the postseason, of course. You know, everybody knows the Pods came out for 1A and 2A yesterday. So, you know, we got to get our quality wins up there and try to get as good of a seat as we can get for the postseason.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Brad Anderson has been my guest from Southeast Valley Baseball. Coach, I appreciate the time and making the drive over. I know that you guys have a lot going on this week. So you've got some momentum, continued success, and best of luck this week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Brad Anderson, Southeast Valley Baseball.